WeatherBrains 101 with Professor Peters.
The change in wind direction and wind speed with height provides clues to the nature of the synoptic temperature advection. The change of wind with height is broken into two groups, veering and backing. A clockwise turning of the wind with height is termed veering. Winds turn from southeasterly near the surface to westerly aloft in a veering situation. A veering wind is associated with warm air advection. The strength of the warm air advection depends on the strength of the wind and the amount of veering with height. If wind is strong and southerly at the surface and from the west at 700 millibars, through time the low levels of the atmosphere will warm while the upper levels may see little temperature change. This will cause instability, and the degree of instability in the low levels will depend on the amount of thermal advection and the amount of veering from the surface to mid-levels. A veering wind profile is common in the warm sector of a mid-latitude cyclone. The wind will veer with height in the vicinity of a warm front. Before a warm front passage, it is common for the wind to be light northerly, shift to the east, then finally shift to a southerly direction. When the wind turns counterclockwise with height, it is termed a backing wind. A backing wind is associated with cold fronts. Behind a cold front, wind will be from a northerly direction, then shift counterclockwise to a westerly direction with height. Keep in mind that the wind in the mid and upper levels usually have a more westerly component than an easterly component due to the prevailing planetary scale westerlies. A backing wind is associated with cold air advection. A backing wind in the low levels of the atmosphere is favorable for synoptic scale sinking motion. Most rain and thunderstorms are ahead of cold fronts. Precipitation behind cold fronts is generally lighter or lacking altogether in most situations. There is a lot to keep in mind when dealing with the three-dimensional nature of the atmosphere. If you have a question about the weather, drop an email to question@weatherbrains.com.